Hello and welcome back to Misfit Media, a podcast about queerness, disability, fatness and more, with a focus on personal experience, knowledge and intra-community topics. I'm your host Delta and my pronouns are they, them. Thanks for tuning in today. It is currently Autism Acceptance Month, so in this episode I will be going over some autistic myths. But before we get into it, as usual, it's time for the
Post of the Week.
This week's post is by Fativism on Instagram, and it's just a very simple picture. It's beige with black text and some circles that reads, "If diets worked, there would be a new one every week." And yes, that's it. That's the post. This has been the
Post of the Week.
So let's get into some myths. Myth number one. Autism is a childhood condition. So many people think that only kids are autistic and that you grow out of it, which means that it's hard to find resources that are not aimed at children. Or if you do look for resources, people will just assume you're looking for resources for your child. But it's not true. Autism is a lifelong disability. It doesn't stop when you become an adult, and in fact many people are not diagnosed as kids but are diagnosed or realize that they are autistic as adults. Number two, all autistic people are savants. I've been asked multiple times before that when I mentioned being autistic what my special talent is, and I think people are just confusing special interest and monotropism with having a certain special talent, when those are not the same thing. Autistic people tend to have really, really intense interests. And because we deep dive into them so much, we have a lot of knowledge. But that's not the same as having a talent. And even if our knowledge and our deep diving leads to us developing a certain skill, like someone who might have a special interest in art might be a very skilled artist, that's still a skill that they learned, and it's not just a talent that's been given to them from birth. Some autistic people are very good at certain things, but that might just be because we just learned those skills out of interest. Myth number three, autism is caused by bad parenting. The whole refrigerator mums thing comes to mind with that, where people say that an emotionally absent mother causes autism. It doesn't. Autism is something that we are born with. It is a neurodevelopmental disability, so it happens in the womb. It's also just a weird way of blaming parents, and especially mothers, for their child's autism by basically telling them they are only autistic because you have done something wrong. But I also think this myth exists because the results of childhood trauma may look similar to autism, and they may also, of course, co-occur. So emotionally absent parents and just bad parenting in general may lead to childhood trauma. So next time people saw someone who's actually autistic, they just assumed it must be the same and that they're actually just traumatized. But yeah, this myth just also feels like a way to blame our tragic brokenness on someone else, on something else. Then that's just who we are. Myth number four. Only white cis boys without other disabilities can be autistic. This partially plays into the childhood thing that only kids can be autistic, or that autism is a childhood condition. But it's a whole systemic issue that women and girls are underdiagnosed, that trans people are underdiagnosed, that people of color are underdiagnosed, that people who have other disabilities besides autism are underdiagnosed. And it's very common for people within those groups to be medically or self-diagnosed as adults. Anyone of any race, disability, gender can be autistic. Myth number five, autism is caused by vaccines. People say this especially about the MMR vaccine, and they use it as an excuse to not vaccinate their children, because apparently people would rather have a dead child than an autistic child. This myth has started in the 90s, when A dodgy ass study was published by a dodgy ass doctor, and it's been debunked. And the doctor who did this study isn't even allowed to practice anymore. It was all dodgy. It is known to be dodgy. Vaccines do not cause autism. And the last one, myth number 6. The autism spectrum goes from not autistic to a little autistic to very autistic. And people also often use this linear spectrum to say that everyone's a little autistic, when that is not how the autism spectrum works. Everyone on the autism spectrum is equally autistic. The autism spectrum doesn't mean that it starts at a little autistic on one side and ends at very, very autistic on the other side. No, the autism spectrum is separate from allism. The autism spectrum just means that every autistic person might have a unique range of traits in unique severity on unique levels. So two autistic people could be very different from each other, but still be autistic. You are either autistic or on the autism spectrum, or you are not. There's no such thing as being a little autistic. Of course, allistic people may relate to something that we say or that we experience, but that's not the same as being autistic. It has been proven that autistic brains just function differently from neurotypical brains, from allistic brains. So you're either autistic or you're not, and it's not linear. This have been all the autistic myths, and now it's time for the
Song of the Week.
This week's song is Riptide by Vans Joy. I forgot about the song, I loved it when it came out, and I was reminded of it again recently, and ooh, it brings back so many emotions. So it will be going in the playlist. And this has been the
Song of the Week.
If you enjoyed this episode or even the entire podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend or on social media. You should also consider following Misfit Media on your preferred podcast platform, because that way you will never miss an episode again. For everything else, such as my social media, the Misfit Media Spotify playlist, sending me a voice message, sending me anonymous questions, or my email, all of that can be found in the link tree in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, be safe.